Can keep playing, Sister Hart. Just keep playing. He says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength. In whom will I trust? My buckler, in the horn of my salvation, in my high tower. That's my God. I love you, Jesus. You've been so good to me. I love you, Jesus. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. I love you, Lord. I worship you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet. He set me upon my high places. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Hart, I'd be honored if you'd call upon the Lord and ask him to bless his word. This place. Do you feel that? That's him. Yes. He has showed up here tonight.
Yes, he's in
to
the house.
Speak to our hearts, to minister to us. He loves us so dearly. It is his desire to draw close to us. I worship him. Do you love him? Do you love him? Do you worship him? Do you lay and long to feel him? Do you lay in your bed and you long to look into his face and to feel his touch and to renew you and to feel the warmth of God that strengthens your soul? I worship him. I love him very much. He's been good to me. Thank you, Jesus. I worship you. You know, all week I have been feeling after the Lord and asking him to speak to me and direct me, and because I want it to be a blessing. And I said, Lord, help me, Lord, to be what I need to be so I can be anointed of you and that I can feel your spirit. How many of you feel that way tonight? How many feel like I feel? You just want the Lord to move in your heart, and you want to feel his anointing, and you want to love him, and you want to touch him, and you want to just say, I love you, Jesus, from the depths of your soul. Oh, he would come and he would touch you and he would make you renewed and alive again. And I believe David said that when he said, he make my feet like hinds' feet. And that's what he was saying. He knew that God was his strength, and he was the director of his feet, and he made his feet in a sure place. And when he stepped, he was sure that the Lord was with him, because God had directed him and he gave him many victories. And he warmed his soul when he was lonely, and he encouraged him. And when he was all alone, God came to him and he said, oh, my son, I love you. Just keep on coming. And I feel that tonight. I feel that the Lord is speaking to us. There's somebody here that is brokenhearted. Thank you, Jesus. And he wants you to know that he loves you. And he's going to draw you close to him. And he will make your feet like hinds' feet. You will be sure-footed on the mountainside. Thank you, because you need it. Because there's some some treacherous territory up on the mountainside. You need to be sure-footed. Thank you, Jesus. I had something I wanted to say. I run into so much struggle to try to prepare for this. And I lost my notes, and the printer wouldn't work. And I said, Lord, you know that I want to hear from you tonight. I want to feel your spirit. You know, Lord, I love you. And without you, I can do nothing. Without you, Master, I'm hopelessly lost. And I need you. I need you to direct me, Jesus. And as I was praying that, I realized that I love him. Don't you love him tonight? I love Jesus. I'm trying to feel after him. I just don't want to give a song and a dance or just some kind of sermon that I dreamed up or come down. But I wanted you to hear from the Lord. That's my desire. Going to work each day, I try to focus my mind upon him, because I feel like that the Lord has placed me in a position to where I will affect somebody's life, possibly for the last time, and they'll slip into eternity and meet whatever their end. So I ask the Lord, I say, Master, I need you. I need you, Jesus, to direct my steps today and help me, God, to be sensitive to you and to do your perfect will and to be a blessing somehow to someone. Because I know, Lord, if it don't come from you, it just won't come. Because I know that I don't have any real talent. I don't really have charisma. And I barely learned to read not long ago. But God, I know that you're able. If you can use me, Lord, I really want you to. And I want you to be a blessing to somebody. Oh, I want somebody to hear the truth today. And, oh, God, he's been good to me and I've enjoyed it. Do you feel the Spirit of the Lord in this place? It's hard for me to look at you. I am afraid of your faces. I worship him. He is truly my strength, and he is my encourager. Hallelujah. Is he that way to you tonight? Do you lean on him for everything that's within you? Do you realize that he is your only hope? There is no hope outside of him. And we are saved by hope. And he alone is hope, and he is greatly to be praised. Do you lean on him with all of your strength? Do you look to him for the answers? Hallelujah. Psalm 61 says it like this. Hear my cry, O God, and attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. Oh, hallelujah. I worship you, Master. I worship you. I love you, Jesus. That tells me something. This scripture has been in my heart for months now. And I've been thinking about it. And I have drawn the conclusion that Raymond does not have the answers. I can't find it. But there's only one place I know that I can go to. If I can find the rock. And he would show me how to get there. And even though he would take me by the hand and he would lead me to that place. And if I somehow could climb up the rock and I could get on it because it's higher than myself. If I could take it, his perspective tonight. If I could go high up on the rock to that elevation that will give me a perspective that's not of my own, but it's his. It's his perspective. And if I could take his mind and it could transform into his mind, I could take his mind and I could see it and I can understand the ways of truth. Because his ways are higher than my ways. And in his ways are truth and illumination for the soul. The word of God is a light to your feet and a lamp unto your pathway. And I dare to say tonight, if you don't know this book, you're going to be lost. If you don't love the word of God with all of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength, then you won't be able to climb up the rock. You won't have hind's feet that you need to have to climb up the rock, to take his perspective tonight, to take on his mind, see it his way. That's what he wants. He wants you to see it his way. Not only see it, but be submissive to him. Be willing to do what it takes to walk after him in the Spirit. Because tonight the carnal mind is enmity with God, and it cannot fathom the things of God. And it's impossible for you to know the will of God only unless you can go to the rock and take his perspective. Praise God. God is good to us. Can you say praise the Lord? I'm trying to find a scripture. I took my bookmark out and I lost it. And I believe it is found in Deuteronomy, the last book. Deuteronomy, yeah, it is. Thank you, Lord. It says this, "And Moses went up from the plains of Moab unto the mountain of Nebo, to the top of Pisgah," I'm not certain I pronounced that correct, but it's close enough, "that is over against Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land of Gilead, unto Dan, and unto Naphtali, and unto the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah, and the uttermost parts of the sea. And the south, and the plains of the valley of Jericho, the city of the palm trees, unto Zorah. And the Lord said unto him, This is the land which I swear unto Abraham, and unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thy seed." Listen to this. "I have caused thee to see it with thy own eyes." Do you see that it's in the mountaintop? And when you get up there, that he's able to give you a different perspective. He's able to let you see your future. He's able to let you see the things that he's promised you. And he's able to speak to your heart in such a way as that you need him to. God is able to reveal things to you on the mountaintop where there is a high elevation. Because you see, in the valley, sometimes it's cluttered with pollution and distortion and deception and lies and those things. But I'm telling you that tonight you need to take the hinds feet. You need to develop them. And the only way that you can develop hinds feet is take the journey to the mountain with its treacherous territory and terrain. You will develop hinds feet only on the mountain. And without them, it's not possible for you to take on his viewpoint. It's not possible for you to see his point of view and let your spirit join with his spirit and him reveal what he needs to reveal to you so that you can be saved. Yes, we know the truth. Yes, we know that it's repentance and baptism in Jesus' name and the forgiveness of sins. But to you and I here tonight that know the truth, it's to you that you need to hear the Spirit of the Lord speak to your situation. Give you strength to overcome the obstacles. It's different than mine, and it's different than Brother Hart's, and it's different from those around you. But there, God needs to give you his perspective. So I want to encourage you tonight to come up a little higher. Climb up the mountainside, just like Jesus did when the multitude was around him, and he climbed up the mountainside in Matthew chapter 5, and he sat down, and when he sat down, his disciples came up the mountain too, and they sat up there, and that's where they heard the Beatitudes. He showed them his point of view, because you need hinds feet on the mountain, because you can't have a pure heart without them. You can't have a meek heart. You can't be a peacemaker without them. And the ultimate, you cannot endure persecution. Just like Stephen, when persecution came to him, what did he see? He saw the Lord high and lifted up. He took his perspective only because he had hinds feet. He was able to take on a perspective that God could only give him. And there he loved those that actually killed him, because he had the mind of Christ. He knew how to live for God. The scripture says that he was full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. And the only way you're going to get wisdom and to be full of the Holy Ghost is to stay on your knees before the Lord. And it is my desire to do that. I don't want to just think about what I'd like to be. I want to be what I need to be. I want the Lord to work on me, to help me to be that man that he's called me to be. And I'm so sure that you feel the same way I do tonight. Do you love him? Can you say praise the Lord? God is good to us, and his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're facing tonight, and I don't know what you're going to face tomorrow, but I am sure of this one thing, that you need him. You need him more than you need your next breath. You need him so dearly. I see people every single day, just about for the last 3 weeks, die. And most of them don't have the truth. I was fortunate to be with Sister Disatel when she passed away. And I worshiped the Lord. I praised him because I knew that she had the Holy Ghost and she was going into eternity to face him with a smile on her face. I'm so thankful for that tonight. That is so valuable. And I want you to know it is truly valuable to you as well, that you be ready for that day. All of your life is bottled up in just a few moments before you pull your next breath. What you've done for Jesus is the only thing that will last. And I know that we're close. We have to be close to his coming. If not, then let's just live for God. And when we draw our last breath, that we'll be ready to see Him. I want to, it's my heart's desire to. I want to go either on my knees, speaking in tongues, or on my feet worshiping. That is my desire. But if not, then let His will be done. I'm telling you tonight, there's two cons. That's your will and the will of God. And you'll have to defeat Him. On the way to Calvary, Jesus had to pass through the Garden of Gethsemane, where He crushed His will, His opponent, when He said, "Not Lord God, Father, not my will, but thine be done." And then He made a path to Calvary. Every one of us have to go through the Garden of Gethsemane and crush our will, just like Jesus did. He became the greatest commodity. When He was crushed, He was able to pour Himself out to others. And that's what we have to do. We have to pour ourselves out to others. That is our purpose. That is our purpose, and our purpose alone is to pour ourselves out to others, to preach the gospel to the world. And he that believeth shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And oh, those words shudder through me. Does it you? Do you feel those words? Do you feel the words of Colossians 2:9 and says, "Ye are complete in Him"? Do you feel those words? For He is the head of all things, all principality and power. There's nothing outside of Him. He is all inclusive. God is all God. He's supreme deity. And He alone can work in your life. There's no philosophical idea, and there's no poem, and there's no book of learning to give you what God can give you. There's no program, and there's no meditation that you can meditate on that will give you what He can only give you. And I'm saying to you tonight to reach out, to yearn, to stretch your soul, to stretch your being. Don't wait tomorrow to pray that intercessory prayer. Pray it tonight when you go home. Don't wait till tomorrow to say, "I wish that I followed after the Lord a little harder." And don't wait till you said a word that you shouldn't have said and you cannot retract it. And don't wait till a heated conversation comes and your emotions run high and your judgment runs low and you say something that you can't take back. Don't wait till then. But I want you to reach out to the Lord with all that is within you and stretch yourself and draw near to Him. Draw near to the rock of your salvation. That is your strength, and in that is your strength alone. Jesus is your hope, and outside of Him there is no hope. I'm telling you tonight that the answer lies within Him and Him alone. And He is your strength, and He is your God, and you need to depend upon Him and Him alone, and not some idea or some article in the newspaper, or some leaf that you're going to turn over, or some new exercise program that you thought of. I'm telling you, it's not in an insulin shot, and it's not in a pill of metformin, or it's not in some other kind of pill, but I'm telling you tonight, it's in Him. It's only in Him, and Him alone, and there's no answer outside of Him. And there is no hope in cars, and there is no hope in money, and there is no hope in air. But Him alone is their hope. So I want to encourage you tonight to lay it all aside and press your way into His presence. Because in His presence there is fullness of joy. And in His presence you can see the way straight. And you know what to do. And He'll tell you. And He'll encourage you. And He'll say, "Come on, honey. Come on. Keep getting up." And can you hear Him say, "Keep getting up"? Yeah. Hallelujah. And He tells me, He said, "Raymond, I want you to keep getting up. I want you to keep getting up." And He tells me, "Raymond, you keep getting up, son. And one of these days, you're going to get up on that great getting up morning." Oh, I love Him. I love Him. Don't you love Him? Don't you love the Lord with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength? Has he become everything to you? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord. Let's worship him. Let's praise him. Let's give him honor tonight. Oh, won't you stretch out to him? Won't you lean on him? Won't you reach out to him and let him touch you? Let him give you what you need. Hallelujah. In this place tonight, you can receive what you need. God is able. We say that over and over. God is able. God is able. But can you believe him for what you need tonight? Yes, he is able. But are you willing to let him work in your heart? You know, I love song service. I get my blessings in song service. I love to worship him. I love to call upon that name. And it's so enjoyable. When I praise and worship him, I tell him, Lord, you're that same God I prayed to at home. Right over there in that pillow, you're him. And I want you to know I love you. And you're that same God when I'm by myself. And you're that same God when I lay my hand on this old man. And I'm thanking God, I'm asking, Lord, you would open my mouth and that I could speak the words of encouragement. He's that same God. And in song service, I lift my voice up to him and I feel him call to me. I hear him call my name, Raymond, I love you. And I say, I love you too, Master. You're so good to me. You led me this far, and you brought me a long ways, and I've fallen down many times, but I can always hear you call my name. I can always hear you say, Raymond, come on, son. And I can get up again, and I can move toward him, because I know he loves me. And one of my very favorite scriptures is this. It says that we can boldly come into his presence. Not haughty, not saying, God, me, but say, God, you're so good to me. I love you, Master. I love you, Jesus. I worship you. Oh, my soul doth magnify thee. Oh, my strength. I worship you. Oh, I love to come into your presence. Do you feel that way tonight? Do you feel like that you've come encounter with the soul, your needs of your soul? Do you feel like that he's the answer to every dilemma, to every situation? Have you found him to be everything you need? He's the answer, I'm telling you. You cannot manufacture it yourself. You'll be looking until the day you die. But if you'll turn your eyes upon Jesus, he'll be your strength. I don't know how many touches you've had, but I've had a few. And most of them I didn't need. But I'm telling you, when Jesus touched me, he did it all. He gave me everything I needed. He set my feet upon a rock to stay. If you can see my feet, they're like hinds' feet. And I'm not saying that, thinking that I'm anything. But the Lord, let me walk with him. Let me talk to him. He's making my feet like hinds' feet. There's a story, or rather, there's a true story of three Chinese mountain climbers that climb Mount in the 60s. And they climbed it on the Tibet side, in the rough side of the mountain. And there one man, his name was Q. One of the three. He said that the emperor had told him, he said, this is a matter of national honor. He said, I want you to climb to the top or die trying. And he was being interviewed by a magazine in the process of telling his story, he was taking his shoes off, and the interviewer looked at his feet and recognized that he had lost some toes. And he said, how did that happen? He said, well, you see, we had come to what is called the second step. It's a 90-foot sheer wall with ice. And he said the sun was beginning to go down, and we were tired. And we went to the right, and we went to the left, and we couldn't find a way up the wall. And he said, all of a sudden, I seen a 20 to 40-inch centimeter crevice. And he said, I slipped my shoes off and socks off. And he said, why did you do that? He said, so I could get close to the mountain. Hallelujah. I want to get close to the mountain. I want to take my shoes off so I can get a better grip on the word of the Lord and feel His presence. He said it was not. It was a small thing that he might lose his feet to bring honor to the emperor. So how much more should you and I take it all off, throw it aside, that would hinder us from feeling God, to feel His sweet spirit, to define fine distinctions, to hear that still small voice, to draw close to Him and let Him speak to us, to tell us where we need to walk, what we need to say, what we don't need to say, who we need to love, what we need to stay away from. I'm talking about being sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord. Let Him speak to your heart. Let Him draw you close to Him so you can feel His word and His wisdom. Let Him bring you out of darkness into that marvelous light so you can see. Let Him draw you near to Him. Give Him your heart. Give Him your mind. Give Him your strength. Let Him possess you, because He loves you. And that's the only way, I am convinced, that we can make it to heaven, is that we give ourselves 100% unequivocal, turned over without any reserve left in our hearts for the things of this world. We have to. Because I don't want to die and be lost because I was lazy, because I was lethargic, because I was insensitive and just didn't want to, because I was mad, or because I was aggravated, or because I didn't enjoy the preaching, or because the right preacher didn't preach, and all the singers were just off tonight, and I didn't like that old girl that walked around the church. I was just aggravated because somebody read out of a translation that I didn't like. I'm telling you, those things ain't going to matter when you're staring up into Abraham's bosom. It ain't going to matter. The small things are not going to matter, but it's the big things when you could have done them. You could have prayed that prayer. You could have brought yourself under subjection. You could have brought your mind into captivity. You could have brought every thought that was disobedient to the knowledge of God. You could have brought it low. You could have submitted yourself, but you chose not to. But I'm telling you, it's time to. It's time to give yourself to the Lord 100% in the name of Jesus. And if you're willing to do that tonight, Sister Hart, if you would play. If you're willing to do that tonight, this is your opportunity to draw close to Him in an altar. Let Him feel your heart. Just cry out to Him. Say to Him, God, I love You, and I want You, Lord, to draw me near to You. Help me to be the man or the woman that I need to be. Help me to walk uprightly in the integrity of my heart, to please You, Lord, in every ounce of energy that I have. Draw me near to You, Master. Speak to me tonight. I love You, Jesus. If You'll come, I promise He'll speak to you. If you'll come with a heart's desire to talk to Him, He'll speak to you. Just listen and hear what He'll say. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Don't be afraid. Come on to the altar and talk to Him who is the lover of your soul. Press your way in and touch the hem of His garment. And I promise you, virtue will go forth and heal you and give you strength and make you alive and new and fresh again. Give you the victory that you long for. Give you the joy of your soul that will be your strength. And give you the peace that passeth all understanding. That's what you need tonight. Reach out for it. Stretch yourself. Yearn yourself. Hunger. Because deep calleth unto deep tonight. Hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to your soul. Thank you, Jesus. Pour your heart out to the Lord. Hallelujah.
We could, let's gather together in prayer and let the Holy Ghost speak to our hearts tonight. Praise the Lord. Let the Spirit of the Lord, amen, lead you tonight. Amen, as He guides you with His Spirit.
Sparkling crimson, Lord, Calvary's blood. Oh, that same Jesus you've heard of can take a black heart without love and wash it with red blood to make it whiter than snow. Just climb up that mountain where still springs the fountain, that sparkling crimson called Calvary's blood. Oh, that same Jesus you've heard of can take a black heart without love and wash it with red blood to make it whiter than snow. Just climb up that mountain where still springs the fountain, that sparkling crimson called Calvary's blood. Oh, that same Jesus you've heard of can take a black heart without love and wash it with red blood to make it whiter than snow. Jesus you've heard of can take a black heart without love and wash it with red blood to make it whiter than snow. That same Jesus you've heard of can take a black heart without love and wash it with red blood to make it whiter than snow. Thank you. heartache and every trial. It's gonna be worth an awesome, beautiful, happy day. It's gonna be worth it all. It's gonna be worth it all. It's gonna be worth an awesome, beautiful, happy day. Gonna be worth every long mile, every heartache and every trial. It's gonna be worth an awesome, beautiful, happy day. It's gonna be worth it all. It's gonna be worth it all. It's gonna be worth an awesome, beautiful, happy day. Gonna be worth every long mile, every heartache and every trial. It's gonna be worth an awesome, beautiful, happy day. It's gonna be worth it all.
Could have everyone's attention, please. Mike just called me, and his little niece, great niece, is on her way to Dallas to the hospital. She's only 3. She was born with heart problems, and let's pray for her that everything will be okay.
Jesus' name. Lord, you are faithful, God. Right now, Jesus, in your name, touch this child. God, you are faithful, Lord, when we call upon you, Jesus. When we call you, Lord, you answer. You answer, Jesus, right now in your name, Lord. In your name, Jesus. Right now, Lord, this child, God. You see her, Lord Jesus. In your name, Lord Jesus. God, you're able, Lord, for this little girl right now.
Tell me on that beautiful shore.
Sister Hart on the piano, Sister Grissom on the keyboard, ladies and gentlemen. Brother Hart on the drums. See you, Brother Looney.
Man, I like that old song you played. Been a long time since I heard that song.
Which one? This one?
That one you was singing earlier.
Oh.
It's been a while since I heard that. I mean, that's back when I was a kid. That's good stuff.
How about this one? Take my name to all men.